Watching TV interviews streamers. My name is Jay.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Oh, I'm Tony.
Thanks for saying your name. You exist. So, we're here. We interview streamers. Remember, before we do anything, like, comment, subscribe. If you guys are enjoying these interviews, we actually bring in a lot of these content creators together, which is really great. But we haven't
meet.
They meet like this, and that's weird.
That's how we meet.
That's how we. It's not gross. Okay, we're never mind. So, but we have a great streamer today. Let me tell you something. We love it when he comes into our channel, but we love it most when we get to visit him because he makes us feel like royalty. And I really like that.
Never mind.
Why don't you introduce him? Go ahead, say him.
Oh, it's Squibby!
Squibby!
Ew, he bowed.
He bowed. I'm like,
hello there.
Hello. Oh, now.
It's royalty.
Oh, dude, well, you're the royalty. Let's be honest.
Wow. It's okay. He's near royalty. It's
Dude, it's so great, Squibby. I know we've been playing this. Actually, what, for like a month or two now?
About a month now, yeah.
Yeah, we're really sorry.
Time zones, you know.
Yeah, right. But it's been a month or two. And I think once we asked you, I don't know, do you remember us finding each other? I can't remember how.
I do, yeah. I found you guys. It was actually Jay that I originally found. I was playing Phasmophobia, and I was looking for some interesting people, and your background in your whole setup just stood out. Right. So it was like,
I'll go see
what it's about.
Yeah. I was there too. I was just not in the camera.
Right. And let's, Tony's face.
My voice is what.
A little
there.
Better than mine. But at the same time, yeah, actually, and Tony helped decorate this. Also, our producer, shout out to Taylor. She did all this here. And actually, what you see in the background is just kind of like an LED light, is what we all have so far. But we, you know, we just have a light glowing here. And this is actually the studio you see in the background. But we really appreciate it. When you said that, I was like, really? And I saw him like, well, you know, there's some attention to detail. But, you know, when I knew you talked to us. I'm like, Squibby. Okay, this is an interesting name.
Squibby.
Remember, we said that even when we saw your name. We didn't even know you yet. We're like, Squibby. But no, you hosted. Didn't you host us?
We hosted.
Oh, yeah, rated.
He rated. On that day. You rated us on that day. I remember I'm like, oh, my gosh. Because we were playing Phasma and Phasmophobia. And I remember I was like, oh, wow, this is really cool. And then I'm like, well, Tony, this is one thing we do. We tell each other, let's go check him out. Let's make sure we go check out. And then just like,
you're so excited right now.
Me?
It's cute.
I am. I like Squibby. So but it's like, I really do. You're awesome. We just wanted to make sure we subscribe. So we came in there and we wanted to make sure we rated you. But once we saw you, I did not know where you were from. So, and when I jumped in, you were in a screaming moment on Phasmophobia. And
I'm screaming in the first few days.
I don't think you scream anymore.
He doesn't scream anymore.
No more.
Yeah, you're kind of aware of what's happening. I mean, what level are you in Phasma?
Like 670 or something.
And your goal is to by December be 1,000.
Yes, right. by the end of November, I am aiming for level 1,000 in Phasmophobia.
He's going to do it.
So wait a minute. That means, real fast, I mean, streamer to streamer. Does that mean that you can't really afford to stream any other game right now? You have to just grind that out.
He's playing Forza.
No. I've been playing Forza a lot the past week, to be honest. I can, on Phasmophobia, in a four-hour period, depending upon the group that I've got, I can average anywhere between about 30 to 40 levels in a four-hour period.
When he plays with us, it's much slower.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We're just
that.
Like, what was that the whole time?
Hey, there's a doorknob! Squibby, look at this doorknob!
I legit, last time I played, we stole everything out of the house.
You stole everything?
We were just taking stuff.
Yeah.
It's just a fun little game to play. No, it was Devin like, oh, there's a laptop. Snatch. Let's throw that in the van. I was like, oh, no.
I'm so sorry, Squibby. I don't know how
you've got to make some money back, haven't you?
There
Pawn
it is.
Shop will be there ready for that.
He knows.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, see, you're such a great guy. But as I was saying, you were screaming that one time. And I remember I came in right on the scream. I literally thought somebody was murdering somebody. And your scream was so high. And then I had to rewatch the clip.
Well, the funny thing is Squibby's such a calm dude.
Yeah.
So he screams and it's like right back to, oh, there's a ghost here.
I know. How do you go from scream, like, because I saw you, this is all real what's happening, and you scream and you go back to normal. What's going through your mind like when you were first playing Phasma? Like, how do you
So I'm very naturally a jumpy person. I'm not a fan of horror movies. A slight touch will send me overboard, but
yeah,
for the first like 60 to 80 levels of that game, it was
right
torture.
Well, I was the same way on my wedding night. So.
Oh, yeah, you get used to it in the end, don't you?
Yeah, you kind of get used to it. I still scream. So just kidding, everybody. It's a joke. So now our commercial. No, I'm just kidding. No, but it was really great. Like I see now, you got used to like all the Phasma things. I know you and Tony have played way more Phasmophobia together than like you and I have. What were your like when you started playing with Tony and like the things that he? Because his knowledge of it got pretty quick, right? Like, how is it like playing with Tony?
Tony's good. Like, playing with Tony, it's good. There's a couple of people that are in the group that are a little bit scared to, you know, move from the corner. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we went into an asylum one. That was the most memorable. And we was in with two people. Nuke and another lady friend. I can't remember the name.
Oh, Tay.
Tay would not move. What should have been a 2-minute job was literally like 20 minutes of I can't move from this corner because it starts hunting there with a crucifix in her hand. Like,
I'm not coming.
I can imagine. Yeah, when we play with Tay, that happens. I'm going to tell you, she needs that motivation. And I know that she has. Well, we were playing Sign of Silence.
Sign of Silence. Okay. So, do you want to play a scary game?
Sign of Silence is really good. Now, it's a different take, but we're playing and we have this guy named Omar and Taylor and me and Tony. So we're thinking, Taylor, you know when you have somebody that has really good content, you know, like you just know like they're playing with you and you know you can bet the farm. Even if you die, you can bet the farm on them. They're like, that's really good. Like, it's going to be really good. So Tay and Omar, right? So Tony and I die. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be...
Jay died real early.
I die real early. And then Tony's trying to guide them literally so they don't die. Because they would have died. Tony finally dies near the end, and then Omar and Taylor are far apart in the woods in this game. And we're thinking, like, me and Tony are thinking, like, oh, this is it. This is going to be hilarious amazing. Because Omar doesn't want to leave Taylor behind. Omar's quick to the finish now, but he's like, I don't. Literally, they both quit the game. They both quit the game.
Turn the game right off.
I got to tell you, like, I literally took off my headphones. You can ask Tony. I was like,
he was mad.
I don't know what to do now because that would have been so amazing. Have you ever had that? Scooby, where you know, like, there's so much more content. And by the way, shout out to Omar and Tay. I know you guys are scared. It's all good. But have you had, like, something where you had so much more content left, but something like that happened?
Mm. Yeah. It does happen. Especially, like, I've been doing this now since, October 2017? So
that's
I've been
when we
doing
started.
It. Nigh on. Yeah. 1st of October 2017 was my first stream on Twitch.
I think that's literally the day, like, right when we started.
We have to look that up.
We had 3 years.
It was October.
Mm. It was October.
And we were in that...
we were in the old place.
The old
room. We were playing NES games.
That's right.
Yeah.
I want to see the date. He told us the date. We're going to exchange that, and we'll put that on our Twitter or somewhere. We'll see if... Wouldn't that be crazy if we started on the same
day? It would be crazy if we started on the same day.
That's not... That can't be possible, right? But we'll see.
It could be.
It could be.
We have a connection.
Right. Now, I wanted to ask you another question because you said you started 2017. What did you first start playing?
Originally, when I first started streaming, I was actually a Minecraft streamer. That was my first game. It's what we did.
I can see that.
For the best part of 5 to 6 months. But I had my own, like, I had my own dedicated server. I had a 32-gigabyte server. I'd had a bungee cord across a survival, creative Skyblock world, and then we ran mod packs as well on 3 of the other servers. Mm-hmm. So, like, we'd have anywhere from 20 to maybe 30 people in the game. Like, from the moment I clicked my first go live, that was it. And
wow,
it was very easy.
He'd be fun to do a survival game.
I actually started a Minecraft. I have a realm that I think we still pay for.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I still pay for it.
You got it.
We had a bunch of people on it at one point. And then we had something go wrong, and it just died. Like, everybody left.
Somebody griefed it.
Somebody griefed it, and I tried to do Minecraft streams. Nobody showed up anymore to the server. We built a castle. There's a legitimate, giant, like, life-size castle we started to build with a custom design and everything, and they all left. So it's just sitting there. There's
a
castle.
That's the problem. That's why I've, like, there's obviously, like, you can do your vanilla servers, and then you can do Spigot, or, like, what used to be Bucket, so you can have, like, plugins installed. We always used to do, like, anti-theft and anti-grief stuff, so stuff like that wouldn't happen. Mm. You know, a few little things to make life easier.
Well, with so realms, you can claim you don't really get that option.
Yeah. I would, you know, actually, speaking of like, you, I don't know if you want to go into what you just said. So it's the YouTube, like, do you have a YouTube or like stuff that you do?
I originally was going to start out doing YouTube. I was going to do server tutorials about Minecraft just because, you know, I've been doing it nigh on 6 years now. And after I actually put out my first two tutorials, I set up how you'd start a server on your own computer on a local host, and then how you do one on a server host. Right. And I used the server host who I was actually affiliated with at the time, and they saw the videos, and then they hired me to do tutorials for them instead.
Wow.
So I was like, well, I can't do tutorials for my channel, then when the content I'm already doing is over here, so it like defeats the object, and I'm getting paid to do this one,
right?
So I just went and did that instead. Yeah. So I was gonna settle more back into like, because a lot, you guys know, a lot of the stuff I do obviously is like helping streamers as they're starting out, and I do a lot of like I do a lot of tech support for streamers. I also do a lot of editor work for streamers. So I manage 8 streams for their bots for Stream Elements. I manage every single one of those.
Mm-hmm.
I also manage 10 Discords, and then I'm also moderator in like 17 or 18 channels.
Jeez.
So I do a lot of work behind the scenes as well as my own stuff, like helping out starter streamers getting going. And it's actually a friend of mine who I just met recently. His name's Sif. Like, he had so many issues with his. I sat down with him over about a 15-minute period, got it all fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And his tech support in his Discord is now Squibby's tech support channel. So
that's awesome.
It's just a running meme now.
That's great. And I think I've asked you before. Do we ask him before if he, what does he do for a living, or is this what you do for a living? Is that, we don't have to tell us what you do, but do you have like a side job of what you do, or like?
No, this is all I do. I don't mind going into it, actually. I had a nervous breakdown about 4 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And since then, I've not been able to work. So this is just my, like, safe haven. What I do, this is, like, it's my boost. It's my happy place. If I can go into a stream and make one person's day happy, then that's my job done. And that's, you know, that's all I ever wanted to do, because I don't want anybody to ever get to the point of where they hit rock bottom like I did and feel like they have no one to be there for them.
Right.
So that was the whole reason I started streaming, was because I didn't want to be alone, and I didn't want other people to be alone either. And then from that, I developed my skills through tech, through PC building. Like, I build PCs remotely with people as well.
That sounds that's
kind of my stuff.
That's really, we never ever do that. This sounds kind of like, you know, you have a safe haven with what we do.
I have an office and everything like that. I've had my fair share of nervous breakdowns, but I can't not stop. I have to work. It's a problem.
It's got to be mobile. Yeah. He's got to do it. That's
I do.
Yeah, I mean, that's, we didn't know like that happened with you. I was like, that's insane. Yeah. Like, but I mean, I'll tell you, it's a real thing though. Like, it's a real thing that people go through. And I really think that, and I think you can speak for this, is that, and Tony can as well, is that people who have had nervous breakdowns or different things like this or disorders, or video games actually are a great outlet.
Mm.
I know streaming, you're streaming, but like when it comes down to it, it's video games and or streaming, like just chatting with people. It's actually a nice.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I'll get lost in Minecraft.
Yeah.
If I get and sit down and play for a while, I will, like, 6 hours go by, I'm like, oh, I've been playing Minecraft forever now.
Yeah. I mean, and it's crazy, because, and it's actually like really rewarding to hear, you know, you say like your, what you've been through, because maybe some people don't know. And like, and now people can be like, maybe they come to your stream like, hey, Scooby, I've been dealing with this. Like, and you can talk to them like why you're playing Phasmophobia with them. Like, it's such a cool thing. Like, you can
weird.
Give them another one.
Yeah. Do you have anxiety? Well, here you go. No, but it's really cool to, you know, we really appreciate you sharing that, because I think more of your community and people who are coming to community should know more about you. And this is what it's really about. It's about like getting to know beyond the streamer, because that's what people want to connect with too. It's like, wow, like this is Squibby, and that's what he's been through. But look what you're doing, dude. You're like doing fantastic, and like you're really, I mean, your energy is great.
I mean, you helped one of our streamers out. You helped Nuke out. He's one of our moderators, one of our guys.
Yeah.
He got
Nuke's a good guy.
Like a week or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 3 days.
Oh, yeah. It's incredible. Yeah. That's so cool. I remember being in the chat, I just say, though. Squibby, he's trying to get affiliate. All right, everybody.
Let's assemble the troops.
There you go. I was like, all right. Well,
assemble the Squibby squad.
Yeah. Squibby squad?
Too weird.
Squiblets.
That's what their name is. Strangle the Squiblets.
I want to be a Squiblet.
Just go join his Discord.
I thought we already are.
Okay, then you're a Squiblet. I'm a Squiblet.
Well, I'm a Squiblet. Nope. You're a Squiblet too.
Stop.
No, I'm trying to make a thing, and it's kind of European.
We've already got that connection. It's.
I don't want to do. Can I do my European impression?
No.
Okay. All right.
You don't need to do impressions on the show.
Right, you know.
Would you like a cup of tea?
Yeah, I already had one of those. I'll try it.
Dang it! You went Australian every time.
I'll do it every time. I start going down under.
To like Cockney.
Yeah, and then I go, like I start going.
Oi, bruv!
I start going to North. Like, what is it?
Do you do like a Cockney, like, was it
a
like?
Cockney accent?
Yeah.
What?
A Cockney buddy?
I don't do it.
Yeah.
Apples and pears, my love.
There it is.
Wow, it's doing good. Something. I hope this doesn't awaken right thing in me. Oh, man. Well, I was going to say, mention the YouTube. Coming to our next segment, which is lightning round. But I want to say, if you ever do, we need to pre-make some videos. Maybe we can do like a survival with Squibby. That'd be really a lot of fun.
I play all survival games.
Like we should.
Loads of them. That's what I originally mained in.
That's awesome. Survival of the Squibbist.
Can you just move on to the next segment?
All right, okay, I'm sorry. All right, so we're going to move on to our next segment. We're getting to know Squibby, and we're going to get to know him more. All right, everybody. Well, we got to know Squibby a little bit. Now we're going on to our next thing, which is called Lightning Round. What was that?
You okay?
I'm sorry. I just spit all over me. Spit all over the microphone. So, Squibby, how you doing, man?
Don't look at me like that, Squibby.
I'm great.
Admiring
the view.
I think that... Can I just be honest? I think Squibby's so used to us already. They're just being bonkers. Am I wrong? Is that wrong?
It's just natural grouping, isn't it? The overthinking TV crew just... doing their best work.
Is this our best work?
I hit him all the time.
Oh, I touched Tony's butt on our break.
He put his hand under my chair when I sat down.
This is what happens when you see a break in the video or the audio. Okay, so Squibby, we're going to go to the lightning round here. So now, I like to count down to get them prepared. Okay, it's 3, 2, 1, okay? So we're going to prepare you. Are you ready for lightning round?
Yes and no, but we'll go.
Oh, yes or no, but we'll go. All right. Ready? 3, 1, 2, 1, 1. If you could have any car in the world free of charge, what would it be?
An MGB GT V8.
That's wonderful. What's your favorite breakfast food?
Toast.
Toast, okay. How many 10-year-olds could you take in a fight?
I wouldn't want to.
How many?
About 20.
I thought I was going to say that.
I thought I was going to say 15. Okay. 20. I mean, that sounds good. But no kids were harmed in the making of this. Next question. Hot tub or pool?
Hot tub.
Mm. Mm. First thing that comes to your mind when we say school?
My son.
Oh.
I was going to say something else.
Yeah, me too. Okay. We're from America.
Okay. Oh, we're the worst. All right. Favorite color?
Purple.
Ooh. Oh.
If you could be any land animal, what would you be?
Oh, a lion.
A lion. Wow. Nice. All right. Good job. You did great. You did great in the questions.
I liked all of his answers.
I liked all your answers. And here's the thing. We asked some, like, land animal. We've asked some of the other streamers that. I like to take some that we've asked other ones just to compare them, which is fun. So if you could have any car in the world free of charge, what would it be? Say that again.
An MGB GT V8. It's a classic car.
It's the brand. The brand is MG, right?
Brand is MG. The model is a BGT. Okay. But they did a V8 version. Mm-hmm. It's just a car that I've always loved and admired a long time. My stepdad actually owned an MG BGT just not the V8 version, but you're looking about 17,000 UK British pounds for one of them.
Wow. Yeah, there it is.
But it's beautiful.
Oh, that is great.
It really is really cool. We'll put a picture up in the show.
Wow.
Yeah.
I actually have one in Forza.
I've actually seen one of these. There was a car show.
Yeah. You know what, Swibby? You're going to get so popular, you're going to be able to afford it, and you're going to drive it, and we're going to see you.
You're going to drive it all the way to America.
In the water. That's like the James Bond. All right. Wait, what are you drinking there? What is that?
Dr. Pepper.
Is that Dr. Pepper?
Dr. Pepper.
Oh, nice. How do you say it?
Dr. Pepper.
Stop it.
I like accents. Okay. Are you ready? What's your favorite breakfast food?
He's been ready.
Toast.
Is there like, is it whole wheat? Is it white? Is it gluten-free?
Brown bread.
Brown bread.
So wholemeal.
Okay. Nice. Okay. How many 10-year-olds could you take in a fight?
20.
They're cut.
Just use the first one to wipe out the rest.
The question really comes down to, are they organized and are they afraid of getting hurt?
They're 10-year-olds.
Are they? Because most 10-year-olds are afraid of getting hurt. Are they like zombies? Yeah. Are they inhuman?
Oh, here we go. can you imagine 10-year-olds that are zombies?
I mean,
resist the devil and he will flee.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right, cool. So 20, everybody. So if you have 10-year-old guys, if you have a lot 20 10-year-olds, go ahead and go to Squibby's house.
Send them to Squibby. He'll fight.
Or report to the police.
Is it weird that I wish if we did some fan art, it'd be really great if he was dressed as
Squibby.
He's dressed as Neo, and the agents are like 10-year-olds.
I can hook some up.
Dude, can you? Okay. So, any Squibby's friend, please, if you're an artist of any kind, so Squibby as Neo. Okay, it's his face in the cloak.
Wait, here's what you want.
Yeah, right there. So if you're watching the YouTube, and you, please, if you're just watching the audio, go to the YouTube, watch that. 10-year-olds in the agent suits. Okay, here we go. Hot tub or pool? You said hot tub?
Hot tub.
That's because Squibby's sexy.
Yeah, I'm lazy. I don't want to be swimming in a pool.
All right. So you just want to kick back and...
Yeah, I just want to kick back, chill, you know, beer in one hand, cigar in the other.
I like doing front flips into pools.
That was the weirdest thing. Why would you say that? I like doing front flips into pools.
Because it's the polar opposite of what Squibby's over there with his beer, and his cigar, just chilling. And I'm like, hey, watch me!
So if we ever hung out at Squibby's house and he had a pool or a hot tub, he'd be in the hot tub.
I'd be in the pool.
And the pool, Tony would be like doing flips. You know?
Oh, I'd just be admiring from the distance.
There it is.
You know what? Do you know what kid? You know what kid I am? I'm the kid that goes in the hot tub. I'm going back in the pool. I'm going to the hot tub. I'm going back in the pool.
And you're the kid that gets sick.
Yeah.
Yep.
No COVID. So, all right. We can't say the word. So, are you ready? First thing that comes to your mind when we say school, you said son.
Yes,
son. Yeah.
Awesome.
My son recently just started full-time school. And it's actually been closed at the moment. They've had, I believe it was 13 cases of COVID.
Mm-hmm. Jeez.
So, yeah, we've had him off since. We've tested him. He's fine. But, yeah, he's enjoying it so much because he has a speech impediment. He's four and a half now and still can't put together sentences. So to him, it's like all this new exciting thing and he's getting to experience it. So it's pretty proud moment for me.
And does your son know a little bit about what you do or like a little bit or?
I've seen him on stream. He comes
on all the time. He's got his own emotes in the chat.
But does he understand what goes into it? Like what you do like with the streaming?
Not really. He knows people. Like he'll speak to chat and stuff, and he'll be like, "Hi, chat," and he says hello. And he knows a few of the members from chat. And obviously, there's a couple of people from my community that I've actually met with IRL. Tracy being one of them. Yep. So she comes to she lived about 3 hours drive away originally, and now she's partners with one of my best friend's dads and lives 20 minutes down the road.
And who's Tracy? No, okay. I can ask who Trace is. Tony said no. All right, it's a. If you want to ask him on stream. All right, so here we go. Favorite color? You said purple.
Oh, it's one of my favorite colors too.
Yeah, man, that's awesome.
I just know. Purple's such a nice contrast between light and dark. Like you can, it's not like you've got, like, obviously I use blue around here just because it's more aesthetically pleasing, and purple's so common.
Mm-hmm.
But nah, like this picture here, this is where the purple comes from. This is a streamer who I had sign their thing. This is Nerdy Netty.
Oh my
and I
gosh.
Just, her hair is so vibrantly beautiful. It's unreal.
That's crazy.
But yeah, purple.
Is she holding a taco?
Yeah, Praise the Taco is the name of the t-shirt.
Praise the Taco.
I like it.
That's amazing. Could mean a lot of things.
Yep.
All right, so... Hey. Sorry. So here we go. it's really... purple is our main... Was what one of our...
Our purple is our color.
You see his face.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so if you could be any land animal, what would you be? You said lion.
Rawr.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
King of the jungle.
King of the... Yeah, so... I like lions. I mean, because lionesses do all the hunting, right? Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Like, so lionesses... Mm-hmm. But... Lions, what's their role? Their role is to be dominant. And
protector.
Protector, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think we all like to think of ourselves as protector.
Right? I'm a protector.
You are a protector.
No, he's not.
But I'm just kidding.
Protector of the chocolate bars.
Do you want to get hurt?
I think if I could be any...
Protector and aggressor.
If I could be any land animal... You know, how about that? If you could be any woodland creature, small woodland...
Chipmunk.
Me too. Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
I suppose I can jump in for the final chipmunk there, and we can make the new Alvin movie.
Oh yeah, there you go. Wouldn't that be funny? That's a great personality right there.
The hell was that?
Alvin.
That's good.
Is the chipmunks like popular over in Europe?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We love that movie.
Oh my gosh! You know, actually, shout out to my cousin Chip. My cousin Chip lives in Europe right now, and he's really great. He does a lot of the media stuff. He's also in like a rock band. He does all these other promotion stuff for music.
Cool.
He's really great. I actually just talked on the phone with him. He might want to pay us to do TikTok content, so it's pretty cool. So we're like, maybe, I don't know, maybe consult us. So hey, Chip, if you're listening to this,
we
love you.
Can we go?
He wants to invite us to Europe at some point, Squibby. So I don't know. I don't know where he's from. I don't know all that, but I'll try to get those details.
We'll go to see Squibby.
Yes. We'll buy him the MG.
No.
Okay. Too much?
What?
What if we pulled up in the MG, dude? The MG.
And you would be sitting in the passenger seat as I have my first drink.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what if we bought it for you and we just like put it on YouTube? We're like, we're going to surprise Squibby.
We're going to surprise Squibby.
We're going to do
a collaboration with Mr. Beast.
If I had money, like that's the reason I don't have money. The reason I am poor half the time is because I just give all my friggin' money away.
We do.
We're just like, oh, you want that? Cool, send.
You're good to go. It's all yours.
You can have it.
Well, you know, because you deserve it too, Squibby. So, but listen, you did lightning round, man. You did great. You know, I have one question. This is not in the lightning round because we have a few more minutes.
Okay.
Ninja Turtles? Do you like Ninja Turtles?
I'm not really a fan. It's never been my thing. Not a fan of the like DC or Marvel stuff either.
Okay, that's all right.
Power Rangers.
Okay. Sip it up.
I've like all growing up, I was always a gamer. It's why my name's Squibby.
Right.
Because I'm sure you've heard of the Harry Potter movies, obviously, and how the phrase Squib came into use was the fact that it was a non-wizard born in a wizard family. So obviously I had no magic powers. So they was the odd one out. Well, I was the only person in my family who liked a game. Everybody else thought it was weird.
Wow.
So that's where the nickname Squib came from.
I feel like I need to say this, Squibby, and I hope that you're. Do you like? Can I first say you love us, right, man? You love.
He's gonna.
Oh yeah, hell yeah! I enjoy both of your company.
I need to be honest with you, and I'm a person who's like to be honest. I've only seen Harry Potter, the first one, like 25 minutes. I haven't seen anything else of Harry
Potter.
Shut up! Nothing. I've never seen any Harry Potter movies.
Don't admit that.
I need to get it out, and it's content, okay? Anybody who's watching YouTube, go ahead and at me. I don't really care. At us. I'm just not Tony. Listen, that's not on him. It's on me. Okay.
I love Harry Potter. I've read all the books. I've seen all the movies. I've been to the place. I've ridden
rides. I love Universal rides.
My favorite is Severus Snape. I have his wand.
I'm really sorry, Squiggy.
I am a Slytherin.
Wait,
what are you? What house are you?
Ravenclaw. Uh-huh.
Makes sense, actually. Ravenclaw. Yeah.
The only reason I know that, by the way, you're saying, how would you know? I've read descriptions, but I don't know fully, so I shouldn't
say. We sent him a list of all the houses and trying
but
to
know what house. I'm not going to say anything because I don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. So
you're not any house.
I'm not any house.
You're a muggle.
I'm not any house. But Squeeby, I'm so sorry, but I'll tell you what. Tony and I will watch the Harry Potter movies. Can you watch them with me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have them all.
And then I'm going to be
on Blu-ray, DVD, VHS, everything. Cool. Digital download, 4K.
Yeah. I have a VHS of your mom. It's called Monica Change.
Oh, dear.
YouTube. Boot it up.
Dear Monica, watch it.
You want to watch it?
Oh,
I thought you said you want to watch it.
I don't want to know about it.
Oh God, so much.
They probably exist.
There's so much. I'm just kidding.
Many jokes come to mind.
I know.
I'm sweaty. Oh God.
Can I just say real fast, Squiggy, you're the man, and let me tell you the reason why. Because we try to tell people the streams around here just preferably no cursing. Let me tell you something. Squiggy is a content cursing fiend, amazing person, and he has not cursed yet.
Not yet. No, he said the D word earlier.
No, but still, that's not. That's come on. He did.
What's
What's
dang it?
Beep.
I know there's so many times like, oh man, I really want to say it.
No, he can control himself.
He can.
Just like me.
He's just doing so well. Okay, so listen, we did the lightning round, Squiggy. Dude, we're going on to our final round here in just a moment. You know, and we're getting to know about things that we didn't know. And I'm loving that when we know his name and what it means. So going on to our next round in just a minute. Okay. That's weird.
I don't know what you're warming your hands up for. Is it ready for the spanking you get?
Yeah, yeah.
That's it, yeah.
Yes. Welcome to the next segment, which is called Streamer versus Streamer. Now, I say Streamer versus Streamer because... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, Tony will be going at Squiggy because you beat Give Him Chills last time. Give Him Chills was a close game, but shout out to Give Him Chills, our last streamer was on here. But Squiggy... If you beat Tony, the next streamer that comes up has to go against me. But if Tony wins, he goes on to a streak of two wins. That goes, he's going to go against, I believe it is the clean foul, I think.
Well, if Squibby's a Ravenclaw, it means he's pretty smart.
Okay, okay. So, right. I'm going to tell you the theme of this trivia. The theme of this trivia is Resident Evil. Resident Evil. So, Squiggy, do you know anything about Resident Evil? Have you played before?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Played every single one of them.
Oh, no. I didn't know that. Tony, do you know things about Resident Evil? Squiggy, did I ask you at any point? I swear to you, right?
Nope.
What I thought? I thought scary games, Squiggy, you know, Tony and Squiggy and I play Phasmophobia, but there's not enough for Phasmophobia. I was like, scary game, Resident Evil, classic. So this goes through Nemesis 1, 2, and Resident Evil 0. This goes through a lot of them. Are you ready? Who do you want to go first? Tony, you're going to go first?
Guest always goes first.
Gus goes first. Okay, here we go. Squiggy, here we go. You're going to have multiple choice, and I'll tell you the multiple choice. Here you go. Question number one. What was Resident Evil called before it was brought to the West? Was it Biohazard, Mansion of the Dead, Run Evil, or Zombie Survivor?
Biohazard.
Okay, Tony.
Biohazard.
That is correct. Okay, good. So he kind of...
The symbol is
Biohazard. Okay, okay. Number two. Tony, this goes to you. It's 1-1. We don't have Taylor to keep our score, but that's okay. Try to remember it. 1-1. In Resident Evil 0, what does Billy Cohen's tattoo say? Does it say Veronica, Let Me Live, Made in Heaven, or Mother Love? In Resident Evil 0, what does Billy Cohen's tattoo say? Does it say Veronica? Let Me Live.
I'm going with Veronica.
I'm going to say Let Me Live. I might be wrong.
Okay, so you guys locked in your answers.
Mm-hmm.
Let Me Live.
You're both wrong. It was Mother Love.
Mother Love!
Mother Love.
That's the one I haven't played, actually.
Resident Evil Zero is...
I played all of them.
No. Don't let him do that to you, dude. I'm surprised that people want to come back and play with
I get mean at the end. We all know
Here's
this.
Me when I play trivia. It's like, you did great. That's okay. Tony's like, suck it. There's our
Very
two.
Very competitive.
All right, so we're going to...
Scooby goes first this time.
I wouldn't steal his answers. You never know here because he's getting it's a little tough. All right, Scooby, this one goes to you. Who stole the G-virus from Birkin to cause the Raccoon City incident? Was it Nemesis, Ada Wong, Hunk, or Carlos Oliveira? No, I can read it again if you want.
Answer. The first answer.
Nemesis. Tony.
Yeah.
Who stole the G-virus from Birkin to cause the Raccoon City incident? Was it Nemesis, Ada Wong, Hunk, or Carlos Oliveira?
Carlos Oliveira?
Are you, is that your lock-in?
Yeah.
You're both wrong. It is Hunk.
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 Nemesis didn't steal anything.
All that gameplay did nothing for me.
It's okay. It's all right. It's been a while. It's been a while.
So technically, I played the first one.
Okay.
But I watched my dad play it.
All right.
A long time ago.
That's weird. All right. Are you ready? So, wait.
I was scared.
One to one. Listen, let me say, you're getting a break right now. You're getting a huge break. I just want you to know that Squibby, these are just answers that are pretty deep, deep questions, and they get a little bit crazier.
Yeah.
This one goes to Tony. How is the T-virus initially spread throughout Raccoon City? Is it zombies escape through Spencer's mansion? Wesker leaks it by rats in the sewers? Or Umbrella for testing purposes. How is the T-virus initially spread throughout Raccoon City? Zombies escape.
Wesker leaks it.
Wesker leaks it. And Squibby.
Rats in the sewers.
Locked in the answers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Rats in the sewers is correct. 2-1. Squibby is
that literally was my second choice.
It's okay. It's okay.
God, I knew when he said it. I was like, oh, that's
okay.
The one.
Tony, it's okay. Now we're going to... Squibby's going to answer first on this one. Okay, it's 2-1. All right. What is the name of this enemy who terrifies Leon throughout Resident Evil 4? Is it Dr. Salvador, Dr. Luis Serra, Bit Torres Mendez, or Raymond Salazar? What is the name...
Bit Torres Mendez.
What's that?
I think it's Bit Torres Mendez, the third answer.
Do you want me to re-say the question, or you guys?
Yeah, go ahead. One more. Okay. No, just the answers.
Okay, just the answers. So, Dr. Salvador, Dr. Luis Serra, Bit Torres Mendez, or Raymond Salazar. What is the name of this enemy who terrifies Leon throughout Resident Evil 4?
I'm pretty sure it's a doctor, but I'm going to go Salvador.
But you said Bit Tor.
Yeah.
No, he said. No, he said
change to Salvador. First answer. I'm pretty sure it's a doctor. It's one of the two.
You said the first answer, the doctor.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go with the last one.
Raymond Salazar.
Salazar.
It is Dr. Salvador. Right. You got it right, Squibby. 3-1. 3-1, Squibby.
I knew it was a doctor. I just couldn't remember the name.
Doctor. Here we go. So, Tony, this goes to you, okay, the question. All right. And I believe we have...
What's the point?
Actually, no, because last one's worth two. Last one's worth two, so if you can, you know. How long does Wesker have to spare in his first fight against Chris and Shiva? 17 minutes, 7 minutes, 12 minutes, or 6 minutes? How long does Wesker have to spare in his first fight against Chris and Shiva? Is it 17 minutes, 7 minutes, 12 minutes, or 6 minutes?
7 minutes.
Okay, and Scooby.
I'm going to say 12 minutes.
Okay, locked in answers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tony's right with 7 minutes. 3-2. Oh my gosh, dude. This is starting to be this is a little crazy here. Listen, I only have 2 questions left. Tony, if you get this one right, okay, you tie it up, you go for the win, okay? Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Squibby, this goes to you. What number is displayed on... You can't read it. Okay, he's not looking over here. What number is displayed on Clary Redfield's bracelet once she is captured in Revelations 2? What number is displayed on Clary's Redfield's bracelet once she is captured in Revelations 2? Is it the number 7, 28, 1, or 2? What is on her bracelet?
I'm going to have to say 7. That's a total random guess, though.
Tony, what number is displayed on Clary? I think it's Clary. Yeah, Redfield. Her bracelet.
Clary Redfield.
Yeah, once she is captured in Revelations 2. Is it 7, 28, 1, or 2? Oh, man. Oh, man.
2.
Final answers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is 2.
Oh, my God.
It is 3. This is it. This is it. Now, listen, if this ends in a tie, we just have to say, Tony, you go against the next streamer, the mm-hmm. next one that comes. But it would be a tie. Doesn't mean anybody beats anybody, okay? We're going to say that because I'm running out of questions.
Squibby goes first.
Is it? We didn't. No, Squibby went first. The first. You.
Yeah. Okay, I go first then.
Here we go. What is written? Let me see.
What is written?
What is written on? What is written on the side of the helicopter Chris Redfield arrives on in Resident Evil 7? Is it Umbrella Corporation? Is it Tricell? Is it TerraSave? Or is it BSAA? What is written on the side of the helicopter Chris Redfield arrives on in Resident Evil 7? Is it Umbrella Corporation, Tricell, TerraSave, or BSAA? Tony.
In Resident Evil 7?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He arrives by car.
What is written on the side of... These are...
These he are, drives up to the house in search of his partner.
Everybody look that up. We're just going to see who gets this right, and we'll see if that's...
I'm going to go...
What is written on the side of the helicopter, Chris?
Can you read the answers again? Sorry.
Yeah.
It's okay. What is written on the side of the helicopter Chris Redfield rhymes on Resident Evil 7? Umbrella Corporation, Tricell, TerraSave, or BSAA? By the way, if we're wrong somewhere, guys, make in the comment section, please, below. If you were listening on Spotify, make sure you do. Correct us.
Say BSAA.
I'm going to say TerraSave.
TerraSave. Locked in answers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're both wrong.
Oh, it was Tricell, wasn't it?
What's that?
Tricell.
You want to go for the win? You guys want to split your answers right now? You could. There's two left. What do you want to do? We can go for a win right here. He's not looking at. Wait, he's probably looking.
I'm making sure that.
He's looking. He's doing it right now. All right, you can do this right now, Tony. What answer do you want to do? There's two more answers.
Tricell
and Squibby.
It's not Umbrella.
I'll go for the other one that Tony didn't.
Umbrella.
Yeah.
It is Umbrella Corporation. Squibby, you got it. Squibby's looking it up right now. Is it a helicopter or is it a car?
So Chris pops up first at the end of Resident Evil 7, arriving in a helicopter, but upon the initial one, yes, he would go in by car. So it's just confusing.
It is. It's confusing. But is it Umbrella Corporation?
It is correct, yeah.
Oh, Squibby.
He was looking at it.
No, he was. He wasn't looking.
You picked the answer and I took the opposite. Yeah. I didn't answer a word.
Squibby is the winner, everybody. Squibby, you did it. You did it. Can I say that was a good...
Thank you. Hang on, Moss.
Can I say that was a good
He's
one.
He's so far away, I can't even, like,
yeah, no.
threaten him.
You can't terrorize him.
I'll just race cars with him. I'll go faster.
Oh, my gosh. You guys did great. Listen, you did wonderful. Squibby, you won. How do you feel, man? How do you feel? You beat Tony.
Oh, static.
Yeah.
Sucker.
Okay, so if you guys go into Squibby's chat from now on, please give him that glory of what's due with
Tony. Oh, he picked the opposite of what I was going to pick. Yeah, give him that glory.
Listen, I don't know. Tony, you could have
said twice.
Oh, dang. So wait, Tony, you could have said, no, I just want to, I said, you guys want to go for that?
You asked him.
I asked both of you. I said, do you want to go for, you said, I'll do Tricell. I'm like, okay. I'm like, all right. But you guys are great, trivia streamer versus streamer. You did great, Squibby. Not only the lightning round, and we got to you got to beat Tony. We're coming down to the end of the road here. Sadly, time is coming up. We've been here for quite some time. I know. It's okay. It's, It's all right. It's cried out.
I'll call you after.
I'll call you after.
You son of a fip!
All right. Guys, you're going to call him cursing him out? Nice. All right, so Tony nodded his head if you didn't see that on the YouTube. So Squibby, you know, man, it's been so nice having you here, man. I hope that you've enjoyed your time. We really want streamers to feel like, you know, encouraged and just kind of like, you know, what you're doing. We want to bring more people to you if there's any way we can possible. But we want to roll out the red carpet. Basically, anything you want to promote, anything you want to shout out, any mods, any channels, anything you want to do, go ahead, man. It's all you.
The enjoyment of being actually here, being able to communicate with you two. Obviously, we spent a lot of time in one another's channels as recent. I've spent a little bit more time with Tony over Jay. That's just mainly due to game interests Forza. And him forcing me to play Forza. Literally, like, chained and...
Yeah, I did do that.
Yeah. But no...
I shipped chains to him. You guys... put him on himself. I don't know.
But no, realistically, if anybody is listening and anybody was interested or would like to get to know me more, potentially, obviously down below will be twitch.tv/squibby. That's all pretty much where you'll find me. There'll be a Discord link available or a Twitter. You can follow me anywhere. They usually go out. We do a lot of stuff off stream as well. My community is very welcoming. Obviously, you know, like we were saying about Nuke, my community will help anyone and everyone. We're all a friendly bunch, and I'm grateful for obviously you introducing your community to myself, because in that we've managed to help Nuke, and there's I'm sure much more people that will be able to be helped by joining our two great communities together.
Sweet.
It's awesome, man. Yeah, we're gonna have your links right down below, so guys, if you want to, please just like, comment, subscribe also on, and just like Squibby. Go follow his stuff. Give him some subs, guys. He's trying to get that MG. You know what I'm saying? You should make a thing
Mr.
for
Beast,
that. You'd be surprised.
If you're listening.
You'd be surprised, man. I'm telling you. But, you know, Squibby, it's been so much fun having you, man. We're just, we feel like, you know.
You know I tag Mr. Beast in all of our videos.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
Nice.
We make a lot of requests.
Okay. We do, man. It's okay. You can tag people. But we really appreciate it, man. And we just, you know, we're going to continue to watch your streams and, be in there whenever we can. You know, Tony's going to try to get in there and as well as me whenever I can. But
I'm going to start typing trivia questions to him while he's playing.
Oh, my God. Just ignore him. Just ban him.
You'll still lose.
There it is.
Resident Evil got you, didn't it?
I have very little knowledge.
I thought you knew, like, something. Like,
I know a little bit, obviously. I hit a couple dingers there.
Yeah, you did. You did.
I knew Wesker was.
Yeah. I mean, you both did really good. So so that being said, so Squibby, we appreciate Bud. And listen, we'll party up, man.
Hell yeah. Sounds like a plan.
Let's party up.
Are we doing
things? Yeah, we can do it. Also, so guys, we met Squibby today and we had so much fun. But make sure you remember, like, comment, subscribe, and also comment. You know, when you comment, we can ask us some things about trivia or what else, you know, maybe something.
Suggest that, another person for us to interview.
That'd be great. Also, make sure you watch some of our other videos. You know, go ahead and click on that. It's pretty good.
They're content. Good. They're okay.
They're all right.
They're right.
So if you guys want, we'll see you guys around next time. Please follow all of our socials, our TikTok, our Twitter, our Instagram, and all that kind of good stuff. And what do we say, Tony?
Bye, Tony.
Bye, Tony. We'll see you next time on Overthinking TV Interviews Streamers.